Back in 1977, I came down to San Francisco from where I was on television up in Seattle with Channel 4, KRON. And my very first assignment in that April of 1977 was an NFL owners meeting. And they asked me to get an interview with the new owner of the San Francisco 49ers, a 30-something owner at that particular time. And I'll never forget that, because that was the start of what has turned out to be almost a 40-year friendship. And I happen to be blessed to have been part of a time in sports and watched an organization grow and become really the Tiffany of professional football. And I was at Eddie's daughter's wedding in the reception, and I'll never forget this. We were standing there. It was Bill Walsh. It was George Seifert, Roger Craig, Joe Montana, Ronnie Lott. Eddie was there, and there was a pause in the conversation. And I said, gentlemen, you do realize we were all a part of something that'll be hard to replicate. It was like Camelot. And indeed, it was like Camelot. I'm proud to say my friend and also up for induction into the Hall of Fame, Eddie DeBartolo, is with me, and also his nephew, Jed York, who is running the San Francisco 49ers now. You know, you and I have talked about this weekend coming up and when you might or might not go into the Hall of Fame, and I know how tough it's been for you. But when you think back to that 1977 and taking over the team, and now look where you are, you're up for Hall of Fame induction, does it kind of blow your mind away, Eddie?
Totally. I mean, I read an article after my original press conference, and I know Jed's had a tough time, but he's on the way to where he wants to be. Some of the things that were said by some of the people, Reg Murphy and Herb Cain, God rest their souls, were horrible, but I deserved it because I didn't know what I was doing. I, at the time, and I've said this a million times, I didn't know whether a football was blown up or stuffed.
You know, when I think back about those times, I remember the mistakes and everything, but you put yourself around or had around you some very good people. Was it hard for you to listen to those people in those early years?
No, because I think that my father, Jed's grandfather, did that. That's how he became so successful in Youngstown with our company. You must surround yourself with people, good people that know their job. And then you have to stand back and let them do their job. You have to have instincts. You have to have input. But that's why these people are the experts.
If there's anybody that probably laughs and smiles a little bit, Jed, it's probably you, because you were in the studio with me. We did the interview, and I asked you a lot about your uncle and everything. But now that you have a perspective where you can look back from when you started to right now, what was the biggest part of the learning curve?
I think the biggest thing is just when you've got a team together, you know you have to keep it going. You know that it doesn't just happen overnight, and it's hard to build that. And you go all the way back to Bill Walsh, his first two seasons weren't great seasons. You know, and then you get into 1981, and you see where the thing went. So those are the things that you need to understand, that you have to have toughness, you have to have resolve, and in order to get to where you want to go. And you can sacrifice little things to win 8 games, 9 games, 10 games, but if you want to do what my uncle did and have a dynasty, you have to really have a long-term approach, and that's not easy.
Eddie, when you think about all the things you accomplished, those 5 Super Bowl championships, the outstanding organization, what it is that makes you most proud?
Well, outside of football, obviously my family, but what makes me most proud is that legacies that were created, the football players that are in the Hall of Fame and that should be in the Hall of Fame, Bill Walsh, are just the great people that were on all those teams, and my being able to intermingle with them and become friends with them and have a relationship that has really lasted 40 years, and it's the same now as it was then.
I think back to you made a family atmosphere of your organization and your team as well. That's not something that was done particularly back there. And I know it came from your father, because that's the way he was as well. What was the hardest thing about developing that culture when it wasn't a part of the National Football League at that time?
Actually, it wasn't. You know what? It sort of happened. You know, I wish I could put my finger on it, but it started with just being around and being a friend and not being involved in contract negotiations. You know, it just sort of snowballed over all those many years, And that's why that these guys that are around, that are Hall of Famers, that were great players for us, that's why our relationships today are like, I guess, like brothers.
Yeah, really. Jed, I know you've sought Eddie's encouragement and also support and insight as well. And that can be a tough thing to implement. Well, what did you ask him? What did you look to him for?
I mean, we share. I get pep talks and pep texts a lot. I think the best thing is, though, I mean, he always tells me, you know, trust your gut. You know, be yourself. And I think what he said just there about the relationship with players, as an owner, you need to step away from the business aspect of it with the players. You know, a lot of these guys, they do need support. They do need friendship and people that truly care about them. And, you know, I realize it's a business. And if somebody wants to go somewhere else for more money or something else, I'm still close with guys that aren't with the Niners anymore but have been with us for a long time. And I'll have relationships with them forever. And I think that's what I've learned the most from my uncle, is that it's about the relationships. Those are the things that you can't recreate. And those ultimately are the most important thing.
Eddie, I would think, not only knowing you, but just knowing life in general, when people are successful enough to be able to buy a professional sports franchise, they usually have control over their lives and their environment. But when you get into professional sports, you and I both know what those early years were like. How frustrating and how hard was it for you to endure through those early 4 or 5 years?
Well, it was tough. I mean, it really was. I mean, we lost a lot of games, and my wife Candy and I used to, leave the stadium. We'd have a couple hours. We'd take the red eye to L.A. and then red eye to Cleveland. And, I said a number of times, what am I doing? Why am I going through this? I mean, seriously, am I a masochist? And, things just seem to come together. And you can make them come together. And I told Jed, follow your instincts. He's got great instincts. He's a brilliant young man. And he's going to do really, really well.
You talk about coming together. I think it was you and what you did with your organization, what you did by putting a championship team on the field in Super Bowl 16 that brought the city of San Francisco together. And I think when you look back upon it, that has got to be something that, above other things, championships are one thing, but you brought people together.
Well, and I think that was very important. We've also talked about that. You know, with what's going on in the world now, I mean, you don't read anything that's good hardly anymore. If you can do something to unite a Bay Area, that's a goal that has to be number one. I mean, it's so important for your fans, for your players, and I just think that, looking back when we had the earthquake and we had to play at Stanford, they said not to play, but we did play because we felt as though that would be a unifying effect for the Bay Area and get their mind off all their troubles.
If everything goes the way many of us hope it does on Saturday when you hear your name, if it is announced that you're being inducted into the Hall of Fame, I wondered emotionally how you were going to be able to deal with this, because I know it means so much to you.
Well, I'm taking it just hour by hour. Those gentlemen, the reporters, the 46 of them, they have the fate of all the finalists in their hands. And if I deserve it, then I'll be voted in, and I'll be the most humbled person in the Bay Area.
I know what you mean. We only have about a minute and a half, but what was the best advice Eddie ever gave you?
Again, it's just follow your gut. And I think that's what's been great about him. You know, when you were talking earlier, I wanted to make sure that everybody knew that you're talking about the Super Bowl 16 championship team. You know, they gave my uncle the key to the city, Senator Feinstein, then Mayor Feinstein. We named the Super Bowl Gallery the Eddie DeBartolo Jr. Gallery, and we have that key up at Levi Stadium now in the Hall of Fame. And, I mean, again, how many people are fortunate enough to have somebody give them the key to a city? You know, that's what he was able to do, and that's what he was able to start. And, you know, I'm just proud and thankful that we can have a relationship, and he's been helpful to me all along the way.
We got about 30 seconds left. I always like to ask people what their favorite memory is, and I know you've got so many, but is there one that just kind of sticks out in about 30 seconds?
Well, obviously the relationship that I had with the players and Bill. You were very instrumental in the Bill Walsh situation. You introduced me to him. And, you know, I just think having the opportunity, good and bad, to be associated with the best franchise in the NFL.
Now, I got to ask you a favor. Please get in this time so I can cross this off my bucket list.
Okay. Thanks, Ronnie.
You know I love you.
I love you.
Eddie DeBartolo, 5 Super Bowl championships. Jed York
Thanks,
with
Ron.
Us, now the president of the team. And, of course, that announcement will be coming on Saturday as to who is going to be inducted. Eddie is on that list for contributor, and I think he's going to get in. He certainly deserves to be there. If you take a look at the franchise and what he did and the success that he had, there is no doubt in my mind that he certainly deserves that. We continue across the country and around the world on Sports Byline.